I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey friends, it's your boy Matt Donald here to let you know once again that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you'll find bonus content for the Ritwit and Paleobites, my two podcasts, my two little podcasts that could. For the bonus Paleobites content, we're discussing pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about Dinosaur King, a video game turned anime, turned card game. It's basically Pokemon, but with dinosaurs. It's great stuff. Link is in the description for where you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support, and have a wonderful day!
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Roar. Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that creationists say is meant to test people's faith.
Oof.
My name is Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by the most famous dog sitter in all of Colorado.
Yes.
Laura Owsley, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We're in this fancy studio.
I know.
Isn't it great? Wow.
I know. This is incredible. It's hard, though, because we're in the age of 2020, and all I want to do is touch things.
I know, you just want to touch it, kind of want to lick it, you know, just like
right.
Put your body against it, right?
Right. As I familiarize myself with most environments pre-2020, I walk in the door, I lick something, I rub my body against it.
No wonder. I was going to come up with a joke.
Matt was like, oh, she doesn't have friends.
Or the ones you do have are very close to you, though. But
just gotta get prepared for a lot of weird stuff really early.
Okay, how about this? If you were to be friends, speaking of which, if you were to be friends with a prehistoric creature, and they were friends with you too, so it wasn't just a one-sided relationship,
yes.
Which one?
Oh, there's so many I want to be friends with. So, I give tours of Denver, and I don't necessarily want to be friends with Triceratops as a whole.
Right, but just the one.
But just the one underneath Coors Field.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Right? Like, they gotta love baseball. They gotta appreciate a good beer.
Yeah.
Like,
good hot dog or like
a good hot dog.
Yeah, the peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Right. Have to love fireworks.
Yes.
Love fireworks.
Very patriotic. Sings the national anthem.
Right. And, you know, that's the kind of dinosaur I want to be friends with.
Right, yeah. I get that. The Coors Field Triceratops, that's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, you could ride him. Like, he's big enough you could ride
You're
him.
You're right. I could ride him into battle.
Ride him into battle, or just, you know, as a publicity stunt during the game, just ride him from home plate, you know, as he goes across the...
Ooh,
and just
true,
gallops.
True.
Or into battle's cooler, honestly.
I mean, I could have both.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm here for this. This started as a joke, but now I'm going to resurrect the dinosaur underneath Coors Field.
Yes, you're going to get that skull, you know, get some high-tech syringe and then just poke it.
Yeah.
Get the DNA out of the skull because that's how it works.
Right.
Then go to a lab and just press Control V and then boom, there's a
Triceratops. I believe it's Control D for dinosaur.
Oh, I guess that's true. My apologies.
Yeah. Come on, Matt.
Okay. All right. So today we are talking about an interesting creature, mainly for the name. Most people have not heard of this one. I didn't hear about this one until I was Googling funny dinosaur names, and this one came up, and I'm like, what is it? It's called Zibby.
Zibby!
Z-B-Y.
Z-B-Y. So not even, there's no vowels in there.
Nope. I don't even know if it's pronounced Zibby. It could be just, it's named after Georges Zibizewski. Is actually where it comes from. I don't know why they didn't just call it Georgiosaurus.
I don't know why they just didn't call it
Zibizewski. Here.
Zibizewski.
Here, I know you can't read, but here.
Right. We've established already that I've never learned how to read. Oh, that does not look like a real last name.
Looks Eastern European.
Woof. I mean, definitely. That was more consonants than I think I've seen, and there's like six Z's in there and a T and
yeah,
a W.
Think, there's two. I'm looking at. There's two vowels in that whole word, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 consonants. The first five letters are consonants.
You know, if you've got a 3-to-1 ratio of consonants to vowels, I'm not 100% sure I'm going to get your last name right on the first go, and right. I apologize.
Well, especially if it's that long, like my name's Matt, but it's a lot smaller, so.
I can't get your name right either, so. Anyways.
So Zibby is named after Georges Zibizewski. This came to me right there. Maybe that's how you pronounce it. Zibizewski.
Oh.
It is a sauropod, which is the technical term for the long necks.
Oh, cool.
Yes, it's a Turiasaurian sauropod, whatever that means. It's not a very famous group of long-necked dinosaurs.
Hey.
It's pretty big, though. I mean, not huge, but it's still pretty big. It's 52 to 59 feet, so that's 16 to 18 meters long.
No, that's not big at all.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, I compared to some other ones. Have you heard of Amphicelius? What am I asking? Of course you haven't.
Of course I Googled this before I came here.
All right, well, we don't think it was that big anymore, but when it was first, when they first saw it, they just found a vertebra that was 9 feet tall. Just a vertebra.
No, I'm a pass on that one.
And they thought that the upper estimate for that back then, I mean, we now think it was a lot smaller than it actually just had a really tall back, but wasn't. But back then, they thought it was about 200 feet long.
No, that's a hard pass.
Well, nature agreed, because like I said, it wasn't actually that long.
fair. But nature, too, was like,
Too far. I don't want to be Icarus here. You know, I don't want to burn my wings going too far.
You know, as much as we would love to create a 200-foot dinosaur, really, that's just asking for trouble.
Right. All right, so 12 to 20 tons, too, by the way. So about twice to three times the weight of an elephant.
Wow.
Diet, herbivore.
Okay. I'm more cool with this creature now that I know they're a vegetarian.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Time, late Jurassic, 154 to 152 million years ago.
Mm.
Location, Portugal, actually.
All right, Portugal.
I mean, I'm trying to, what do I know of that from Portuguese culture? They have a thing called an organ gun. That's pretty cool.
What?
It's like a it's like a cannon that has all these different pipes, kind of like an organ, and you just light the fuse and it goes. It's like a machine gun cannon.
I mean, that's incredible. That sounds like some Looney Tunes shit. And I'm going to need Bugs Bunny wielding that immediately. Animators, people who can do things.
Well, especially if it was, as long as it's not Yosemite Sam wielding, because if he does, it'll end up firing back at him, right?
Oh, true. They all covered in soot and then scowling.
And then he's fine the next scene.
Of course.
As you are, yeah.
As you are.
Described in 2014, so kind of recent.
Hey.
Yeah. Pop culture appearances, I'd be shocked if there were any.
I mean, from the sounds of it, I think it's only a matter of time before it's in the mobile game.
The Jurassic World, the game, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of these days. There's some creatures that, just based on the name alone, should be way more famous than they actually are. There's one creature I did in the show called Ninja Delphus, which means ninja dolphin.
What?
Why is that not more well known?
I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, there's a river dolphin from Japan, so.
I love it. Also, dolphins are just terrifying on their own.
That's true. Everyone thinks, oh, they're so cute. No, they're mean. They're vicious.
They're mean.
They rape each other.
Yeah, and people.
That's true. They do it to people, too. Ugh.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if you were a dolphin kid, sorry, but they're crap.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I'm here to start fights on your podcast.
I was going to say, no, it's fine. I'm trying to think, what's a nice sea creature? Manatees. Manatees are good.
Manatees.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if you want a nice, huggable sea creature, go to a manatee. All right, so, to be honest, I just chose Zibby here because of the name. I mean, what is this name?
I love this name.
Zibby.
Zibby. I think it's, like, the perfect name. It sounds very Land Before Time to me.
Right, no, it's true. But it's just, you'd think for an animal called Zibby, you'd expect something small, like a cute little creature. Mm. No, not a 60-foot long neck.
I mean, it sounds to me like... So there's some research to believe, and take what I say with a grain of salt because I got this from Tumblr.
Oh, yes.
But there's some research to believe that Hades' dog, Cerberus, they think that he might have named his dog Spot.
Oh, I think I've heard this. Is it just all three heads are Spot or just one of them?
I think as a collective, they're named Spot.
So Spot 1, Spot 2, and Spot 3.
Oh, God, I just had theater flashbacks. Spot 1? Go.
Oh, I get it. Okay. I like to think that in terms of Cerberus, the dynamic of them is like the three hyenas from Lion King, and that two of the heads are very, very mean and vicious. Right, the other one's just like...
Speaking of podcasts, have you ever listened to Welcome to Night Vale?
No, but I'm going to if it's anything like what I just said.
There's a character called Heart... Wow. Wow, I can't do this today.
Rule of thumb for creating characters, make sure people can say their names.
It is not even a hard name. I just can't get it out today. There's a five-headed dragon.
Oh.
And they are designated by the colors of each head.
Ooh.
And there's 1 point, mild spoilers. I think this is like season 2 or season 3.
Okay.
Basically, 4 of the heads are in jail, but the 5th head is going to go on trial against the other 4 heads.
Wait, are these heads still all connected?
Yep.
How does that work? If 4 of them are, the heads are just sticking into a sail saw, well, the 5th head can't really go too far because the body is connected, has to be close to this jail.
So, like, the 5th head gets to, like, stick his neck out of the cell. They have, like a little hole just for Violet.
Oh, okay. I guess if you're going to court, I guess the courthouse might be in the same room as the jail, the same building as the jail, so...
Right.
Yeah,
you know.
Four of the heads are stuck in their cells while the 5th head's kind of like...
It's just testifying, right?
Yeah, so, okay, I could see that. Anyway, Zibby.
Zibby! How did we get here?
So Zibby, just the fact that it's this giant long neck, and it's called Zibby. It's like, imagine like a documentary, like Walking with Dinosaurs, narrated by Kenneth Branagh or Richard Attenborough. It's like, over here, we have a herd of the giant dinosaur known as Zibby.
Millions of years ago, you will see these creatures, very majestic, strolling across the common area. Over here, if you look, you'll see a very long, long neck. This creature's name is Zibby. That's not a typo, right?
A herd of Zibby walking across the wetlands.
Oh no, look out, it's Zibby!
It's a whole crowd of Zibby.
Please.
It's a whole stampede of Zibby.
The stampede of Zibby! Somebody save Mufasa!
All the Lion King references, God.
I'm just going with whatever reference I got today.
Right. Okay, so you might wonder, who names this thing Zibby? Who does that? Well, apparently, these three paleontologists, Octavio Medius, Philip D. Mannion and Paul Upchurch, who described and named it in 2014 after discovering its bones in Portugal. They named it after George Zbyszewski, a guy known for studying the geology and paleontology of Portugal.
Oh.
But like I said, I like the name Zibby. It's kind of fun, but just for convenience sake, just name it Georgosaurus.
You know, but like, then he could be named after any George.
Yeah, I guess that's true. There's only one Zibby.
Exactly. Like, this does not sound like he's the John Smith of Portugal. Like, it sounds like a pretty original name.
Yeah. I'm just imagining, like, there's only one Zibby, so I'm at, like, you know, they think these long necks, they had tails that were kind of whip-like, so they could kind of go...
Because
they ended kind of short. I don't know if this one did. That's not the right family, but let's say if it did, and it could, whenever it went somewhere, it could go to a tree and then whip a tail, kind of like to make the Z on the trunk, like in
Zorro. Like in
Zorro. Yeah, just Zibby.
Zibby. The tale of Zibby.
Zibby was here and liberated the people.
I'm going to need pictures of Zibby in a pirate costume on a ship with a sword.
Zibby me timbers.
That was so bad.
No, I'm so bad. I apologize.
That was great. This is fine. I can laugh and wear a mask at the same time. I won't suffocate.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and you won't feel the spit, like, just on the other side of the mask.
Right.
Yeah. But not much is known about Zibby, other than its odd name and location. But all the artwork I can find of it, like all the paleo art I found of it, seems to have it on a beach all the time. Like, why is that?
You know, some people are just beach bums, right?
I guess a Zibby enjoys a good romantic walk on the coastal sands, but where's the fossil evidence for that?
You know, sometimes you just... I know a lot of people who live in Colorado who will take any opportunity to, like, go to Florida or California.
Yeah, I was going to say, go to the beaches of Colorado, right?
Right. Just stroll along our lovely white sand beaches here in... Mm-hmm. Landlocked mountain country.
But anyways, the subsection of sauropod long-necked dinosaurs that Zibby is from, the pterosaurians, is a more basal group of sauropods, which means kind of like ancestor sort of thing, like kind of more primitive. From the middle Jurassic to the early Cretaceous, that was predominantly in Europe, North America, and Africa, which shows just how close those three continents were back in the day.
Wow.
So that's the fun fact about Zibby.
Wow. It all comes back to Pangaea.
Yeah, this is a little bit after Pangaea, but they're still close enough at the time. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's insane. So are you telling me, because now I'm convinced that Zibby could sail boats.
Maybe.
So you're telling me that they just like walked between these continents or just like hung out in these different places? They didn't have like a cruise ship line?
Well, you said that Zibby was on a pirate. You went on a pirate ship. Maybe it was actually on a pirate ship.
Hey.
Oh, Zibby be timbers.
It's worse the second time. Beautiful.
All right. Well, we're now at everyone's favorite part of the show, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Where we rate the animal 1 out of 65 million for every reason we want. Now, how are you going to rate it on your unique scale?
Oh, I am going to rate it 7 Captain Hooks.
Oh, 7 Captain Hooks out of what? Just 7 Captain
Hooks. Just 7 Captain Hooks.
It's up to me to decide
right.
what that means. Okay.
It's up Very to interpretation.
Good score. I'm going to rate it, just for its odd name. Yeah, there's not a whole lot about it, but, you know, I love its odd name and so much that it trumps all the other things I could have against it. So 65 million, I'm...
Yes!
Zibby.
Is this the first 65 million dinosaur you've rated?
Maybe dinosaur, not creature overall. Actually, no, it's not, because we've done my favorite dinosaur on the show, Sinraptor, which is... It means Chinese thief. It's spelled Sinraptor. But the main character of my books, Megazoic, is a Sinraptor, so I love it that much. So,
all right.
So I rated it 65 million, or I might have rated it like 65 billion or something stupid.
So your next series of books will all be about Zibby on a pirate ship.
Yeah, now that I think about it, yeah. I mean, I would like to say that I'm going to move on from dinosaur-related fiction, but maybe not. Not if there's a chance to have a Zibby on a pirate ship.
This is what I'm saying.
It
could be a novella.
I'm a Zibby on a pirate ship, and I'm a Zibby on a pirate ship.
It's a Zibby life for me.
I'm a Zibby on a pirate ship, and my name is Zibby.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
It's going to be break all the box office records.
Absolutely.
All right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to contact the show, you can contact me at mattd@matthewdonacreator.com. You can follow me on social media at matthewdonacreator on Facebook, matthewdon64 on Twitter, and matthewdon64 on Instagram. You can contact me. Like, through that, I can relay messages. So if you have your Zibby on a pirate ship image that you photoshopped, I can relay it to Laura here.
Yes, please do. I will love you forever. I was trying to think of some form of payment that's not money that I can do. I will pet your dog.
Don't do the lick thing that you're doing. Well, just put my foot down with that.
All right, fine this time.
All right, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. If you're interested in writing, I have a book. I went ahead of myself.
Do you want to try that one again?
If you're interested in writing, I have another podcast called The Ritwit, where two twits talk about writing, who Laura has been on one episode of.
Yeah,
so that's fun. She talked about theater management.
Yes, because when I am not talking about dinosaurs on pirate ships, I am doing theater management.
I'm looking forward to your next big musical that you're doing, Dinosaurs on Pirate Ships.
Yes. Coming soon to a theater near you.
Yeah, that should be fun. If you're interested in reading, I have a book series on Amazon, Megazoic, available for print and Kindle. Signraptor, like I said, is the main character. There is no Zibby in it. I guess it's one of those creatures that I would have put it into the books as a background character, but I didn't think anyone would believe that it was a real one. There's some creatures I refuse to use in my books because of that specifically. There's one called Panty Draco.
Oh, God, it sounds like bad Harry Potter fan fiction.
Oh, God, you're right.
Ugh, Draco extra bite.
You'll be my panty Draco.
I'm so disturbed.
All right, that's it for this week.
Thanks for listening.
And if, as we say at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites, zippy, zippy.
What are you doing in my drawers?
Oh, God.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.